We're about to welcome the next speaker to the stage, Mr. Keith Stromkin. A warm welcome, please. He's gonna give you some insight and some information, so pay attention.
Hi, I'm, let me see if I can take this out. I'm a 71-year-old lawyer, and I first smoked marijuana in 1965 when I was a freshman at Georgetown Law School. I always like to include that fact. I know it makes Georgetown proud. I've been a regular smoker ever since. That's 50 years now. I'm here to tell you there is absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults, and it's none of the government's business whether you smoke or why you smoke. We founded Normal in 1970, and back then, Gallup had just done their first poll asking Americans how many of you support legalization. Prior to that, it wasn't even considered an important enough question to ask, so we don't have any polling earlier than 1969. But it was 12%. When we started down this path 45 years ago, we had 12% public support, and 88% of the public were opposed to what we were trying to do. Well, it's an amazing time to be alive as a marijuana smoker, because as I think you folks know, we now enjoy the support of between 51 and 58% of the public nationwide, not just smokers, all Americans, for full marijuana legalization. Now, what do we want out of legalization? Well, Normal is a consumer lobby. So from our perspective, what we're looking for is what consumers look for in most any other area. We want a high quality product that's safe, convenient, and affordable. It's really no different than what consumers look for in any other area. Now, that means I want my marijuana tested in a laboratory. I want to know the levels of THC and CBD. I want to know the major terpenoids. And there's no reason I shouldn't have that information. It was absurd to demand that marijuana be tested in a laboratory for molds and pesticides when it's still sold on the black market. But we're in the progress of bringing that black market above ground, folks. And in four states today, and in many other medical marijuana states, their marijuana is tested in a laboratory. They know precisely that there are no molds or pesticides or other harmful additives. Well, that's where we're headed nationwide. You folks in Massachusetts are particularly fortunate, because you actually have two competing full legalization initiatives that are collecting signatures right now. They've been approved by your state attorney general. One is collecting signatures at this event. It's a Bay State repeal, and if you're a Massachusetts voter and you haven't, sign up, sign the petition. The other is called Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. You'll also see people around Massachusetts collecting signatures for it. They are both terrific proposals. People in 46 states would kill to have either one of those laws in a force and effect. What they both do essentially, they end prohibition, they stop the practice of arresting responsible marijuana smokers, they allow personal cultivation, and they also establish a legally regulated market where consumers can buy their marijuana in a safe and secure environment. Hey, I'm rapping or something here, I'm not sure. So, the important thing is, we're winning this battle because we have finally won the hearts and minds of a majority of the American public. And the majority of the public do not smoke. Only about 14-15% of us are marijuana smokers. There aren't enough smokers to legalize marijuana by ourselves. So we're winning because we have finally convinced a majority of the American public that prohibition is a failure, that it wastes law enforcement resources, that it wrecks lives of otherwise good law-abiding and productive citizens. So as long as we enjoy that majority support, and we do, there is nothing stopping us from continuing every election cycle to add more and more states to the list of legalization. We expect to add 3, 4, 5, perhaps even 6 states in 2016, and Massachusetts should certainly be one of them. Now, let me simply state that, in the end, I think all the talk about legalizing marijuana sometimes is misplaced. What we're really talking about is personal freedom. We're talking about the government leaving us alone so those of us who prefer to smoke marijuana can do that free from governmental interference. And I always like to remind people of a Supreme Court decision that came down in 2002 in Texas. The title of the case, I'm going to read it so I don't get it wrong, is Lawrence v. Texas. And they talked about the privacy provisions of the First Amendment and the liberty interests protected by the Constitution. And Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the majority, said the following: "At the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of the mystery of human life. It is a promise of the Constitution that there is a realm of personal liberty which the government may not enter." Well, folks, with your help, we're going to continue to restore a measure of privacy to the lives of tens of millions of responsible marijuana smokers all across this country. Support MassCan Normal, the people who put this wonderful event on. Get involved in legalizing marijuana in Massachusetts. Stay high, and let's return liberty to this country. Thank you.